In a world where physical limitations often seem to defy destiny, one man's story proved that faith and determination could overcome even the greatest obstacles. This is the story of Father Bill Atkinson, a man paralyzed at 18, yet destined to become the first quadriplegic ever ordained to the Catholic priesthood. William Atkinson was born on January the 4th, 1946, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States. The second of three children, he grew up in a warm Catholic family where faith, laughter, and community filled the home. By the time he was a teenager, Bill had decided to join the Augustinians, the religious order founded by Saint Augustine. In 1965, at the age of 18, while in formation with the Augustinians, tragedy struck. During a toboganing accident, Bill was thrown from the sled. He suffered a severe spinal cord injury, leaving him completely paralyzed from the neck down. He would never walk again. Doctors told his family and community that his life would now be one of limitations, but for Bill Atkinson, it was just the beginning of a greater mission. Months of rehabilitation followed. Bill endured immense pain, but his faith never wavered. Surrounded by his family and Augustinian brothers, he slowly adapted to his new life. Though paralyzed, his spirit remained vibrant. He returned to the seminary in a wheelchair, determined to continue his studies. Despite doubts from some about whether a quadriplegic could fulfill the duties of a priest, Bill persevered. His professors and brothers witnessed something extraordinary. A man who, though physically limited, radiated compassion, wisdom, and deep faith. Bill asked to be ordained, but such a request had never been made before. Could a quadriplegic serve as a priest? The case went all the way to Pope Paul VI. After prayer and discernment, the Holy Father gave permission. On February 2, 1974, William Atkinson was ordained an Augustinian priest, the first quadriplegic in the history of the Catholic Church to receive holy orders. Father Bill did not allow his wheelchair to define his ministry. He served as a teacher at Monsignor Bonner High School in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, where generations of students remember him as kind, firm, and deeply caring. His presence reminded everyone that strength does not come from physical ability, but from the soul's capacity to love. For over three decades, Father Atkinson inspired countless people. His humility and perseverance became a living witness of God's grace in weakness. He often said that his disability was not a punishment, but a calling, a way to show others that even the greatest suffering can become a path to holiness. On September 15, 2006, Father Bill Atkinson passed away at the age of 60. His life left behind a legacy of faith, courage, and love. Father Bill Atkinson's story reminds us that no obstacle is too great when we place our lives in God's hands. His journey continues to inspire, a testament to the power of faith, the dignity of every life, and the truth that God's strength is made perfect in weakness. Servant of God, Father Bill Atkinson, pray for us.